find it.
Can't sneak shit.
I know. And you hate doing this all the time.
Sorry, I'm kind of stalling for Sean.
For me?
Or, sorry, Jesse. It's gonna be like that all night.
So we had three dishes between the two of us. To me, it's 6 meals. To me, one meal each Saturday, Sunday.
I was sure they'd bring that dog up.
I did too.
Are you all signed in?
I think everything's, we kind of got it. Anybody free tomorrow night for a welcoming for Special Olympics at the NC Gymnasium?
Time?
7 p.m.
What night?
Tomorrow.
Find it?
Yeah.
How long is it book?
It can be very long, but they have 7 to 8:15. So Jesse in Dallas, Special Olympics wants to know if somebody's free tomorrow night to do a welcome address at 7 p.m. Anybody interested?
I'm going to
Okay. Did everybody see Carter's update that he sent out at like the crack of dawn this morning, kind of talking about housing authority and property management stuff? Everybody comfortable with that? Have any questions?
I'm sorry.
Did you see your email that Carter sent?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you guys have anything you want to add to that? With the
We had sent out a bunch of information in the packet that went out with the information packet, which is really a letter from the Housing Authority indicating that they would like to have Building B under their management. They already have it vouchered. And for Joy, I know she can speak also, but from an efficiency standpoint, the last year they've had about three different managers through the health. housing network team, and for our efficiency, we would like to try to just bring it all under the same umbrella and just get this squared away. We've had great success with Housing Authority over the last couple of years, and we'd like to just put the campus under one umbrella and continue that relationship. It's just a lot of ease for staff, and again, no change for the tenants, and I think since we already take care of the whole property from a maintenance standpoint, it just makes sense. So we would bring it forward with your indication at probably, well, at the next meeting. We'd be ready to go.
Any concerns with that, or is that okay to move forward?
It's great.
Okay. Appeal for planning and zoning, is this the one that we're going to postpone, or?
Okay.
So you'll see our agenda change just a little bit. This is the fence by the video place. Her mom's in the hospital, so she won't be able to make it tonight. So to be fair, I figured we should probably just postpone her so that...
That's the Washington Street one?
Yeah, so that we don't make decisions without her information. So you guys are good with that?
Yep.
While I was gone, you guys talked about the... two property bids, and I think you guys talked about going to like a realtor to see if they could do that. So I think Will has some information for us about whether or not we can do that.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of council. After looking a little closer at the statute, I think because it specifically says we can use an agent for selling up parcels for low-income housing, but it specifically does not say that, and the rest of it is that we have to advertise and bid and accept the highest bid unless we reject them all. Just in rules of statutory construction, when it specifically says it here and not there, I think down here is the only place you can use it. So I think the only way we can use a realtor would be if we were selling off, if we had a parcel that was divided up for a low-income housing project. So I don't think using a realtor is an option for the other few properties we're considering.
So with that, we need to decide, do you guys want to go ahead and accept the bids, or do you want to hold on to the property?
Is there any way that we can sell those things for a fair price? Any property? I mean, what options are out there that, other than rejecting bid after bid? I don't know.
I don't have any ideas either. So if you guys know of anything that, is this just the way cities work?
Your Honor, most recently with the Plains properties, we did have realtors that were assisting interested parties with that because the properties are very desirable. We've talked internally. We still feel that the appraisal on the Bernadine property was high. If it was council's pleasure, we could look into getting that reappraised by a different appraiser. It would probably cost us about $1,000. And with Wolf Creek, it may just be timing. Again, many of you feel that that is a valuable parcel, and the only bid that matched that came in, or the offer, was the one that had a contingency twice in a row. So it would be wonderful that that had not happened and we could have gotten the full appraised value. But the Bernadine at 145 did seem high to staff, and I've said that a few times, but again, if it was council's pleasure, we tried it by try it again. Or again, that offer was 1,000, which is probably more realistic with staff's determination than the 145 appraisal. But just need direction.
I mean, if we do it again, we get the same outcome. We fall into that definition of insanity. If we don't have any other measure to do it, I don't know. I guess we sell it and don't buy any more property.
Let's do this. Thumbs to go ahead and let go of that property.
Just the two, right?
Yeah.
You're good.
Okay. So five thumbs to go ahead and accept the bids and get rid of the property.
Your Honor, Wolf Creek also then?
Was there something with Wolf Creek with the...
That was...
You said a contingency?
Well... Mr. Searcy offered, excuse me, And then also to clarify for Councilman Walsh, we inherited the Bernadine property, so fortunately we didn't put the money out for that one. But some of the pieces, yes, we purchased before and turned around and sold for lower than appraised. And case in point was the piece that was sold to the state, which was under appraised value that we had purchased. Okay, so Wolf Creek was $345 on the appraisal, and the highest bid was by the Cersei Holdings at $286. So $345 versus the $286 offer.
And that's clean of the, that's not requiring the extra water line or anything?
No. No contingencies, sir.
Still good?
Okay.
Questions on the agenda? I noted the one change. Dallas.
On this issue of the some of these approvals involving the land CA, and inside of those documents they're wanting to give the manager the power to approve change orders up to $18,750 and 30-day extensions. Whether that's usual or unusual. It's just the way it came across, because if you didn't read all the documents, you wouldn't have found it. Because it doesn't say anything about a change order being in there. And everybody knows how well I love change orders. So when I saw the word change order as I was reading through there, I didn't know how the council would, because so many times people vote on things and then later say, was that in there? And that's in there. So I'm just bringing that to your attention to decide how you really want to.
Is that something common that we have in our contracts?
Yes, Your Honor, I believe it is. Your Honor, it's actually 30 days. It's very standard, and usually changes up to 20,000 are approved by the city manager's level. It does not.
Has that been done before?
It has. And I think it was at the request of a previous council that they were tired of seeing all these
tiny
change orders coming to council and making formal action on them.
First, Mr. Beamer, I want to get a resolution passed that we grant no change orders. No bid or right the first time. There's going to be no change orders. Then I'd ask you to say, if I got my way on that, how much would I have saved the city in the last 2 years?
You would have stalled construction, is what you would have done.
I would.
Yes, Your Honor.
Or we'd have a big. I want you to lay it on the line, man.
I just did. Yeah, we would have been lying.
You have a big bump on Country Club.
Unless we've got X-ray vision and we can see everything that's underground, or we can conceive of everything that might go on with construction, it's. We strive also to have zero change orders, but oftentimes it's very difficult to do.
Chris.
When a project's bid out, and then the contingency's put in there, when we make the approval on that project, is it based on that initial bid minus the contingency, or is this a scam so that I come in under, I give a low bid and know I'm going to have five change orders, and then bring it up? Does that make sense?
I think it kind of makes sense, and I think it's maybe more appropriate if it's a lump sum type of a contract. But most of the contracts that you award are material. If we think there's going to be 100 feet of curb and gutter, we tell the contractor, gives a price per foot for curb and gutter. Now, let's say they only put in 90 feet. We only pay them 90 feet. But let's say they put in 110 feet. We have to pay them for that extra 10 feet of curb and gutter. So most of them are material contract prices. So it's very hard for a contractor to actually change order us to death, so to speak. We're actually, we've got 100 feet of curb and gutter. We need to replace 3 manholes. We need to replace 1,000 square yards of asphalt. If those quantities vary, that's typically when you start seeing change orders coming to you. If that helps. We already have a unit price in place at the time of contract award.
But does it affect that bid award? So if let's say I'm going to build that 100 feet of curb and gutter.
Sure.
And I want the bid, so I'm going to bid it for 90 feet. Everybody else is going to bid it for 100. what I'm asking is, when there, that contingency is added to it, is that part of the price that we're seeing?
No. You're bidding on the total base bid of what the contractor's bid. I'm not. What's that?
Because I didn't understand. So, may I?
I mean, the contractor has to bid what we're telling them to bid. Mm-hmm. We are estimating the quantities for the contractor. We're going to, it's 100 feet of curb and gutter. It's 1,000 square yards of asphalt. It's 5 manholes. So they are bidding that. All right, we can replace the manholes for $5,000, and you've got 5 of them. Our bid for that is $25,000.
And then there's always a contingency added to it.
There's a contingency added to it, but the award is actually based on what the contractors are bidding on our estimate.
Okay. So you can't bid on 100 feet and then do 90 and say, that wasn't enough, I need the contingency to do the last 10. They have to do the 100.
Yeah, or they have to, yes.
Okay. My only comment is, there has been criticism, but that's exactly what is happening with some contractors. They come in with low bids and then they find change orders and grind them back up there. I don't know if it's true, but it's sure been mentioned to me.
And I think generally that's not true from my perspective.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think when you're working with dirt contracts, we're moving dirt. We might find things literally under the ground. You might even find some dirt that's not suitable to put pavement over. So you might have to go back in and cut that out, put in some new road base or something that would structurally be capable of holding the road up. If you just paved over it, your road's not going to last. So while nobody likes change orders, and I don't think contractors like change orders any more than we do, because they know there's always some discussion to keep them honest, so to speak. But I guess I don't know that I've seen any evidence of contractors taking us for a ride. Everyone that I recall has been something, for example, one we're talking about tonight, there was a difference in what we thought it was going to turn out like. So we've got to make the contractor whole on it or we won't get a bid.
I'll even go a little further. I think some of these change orders are evidence that these contractors are being responsible about addressing a problem. Because as Bob says, well, Country Club being a good example, when they found that pipe that was laid 18 inches below the surface instead of whatever was supposed to be 4 feet, they could have just covered it up. We would have never known, would we? I mean, and then there's a serious problem that comes down the road because they followed the contract and didn't put in the change order.
Your Honor, I hope we would have known, because we generally have inspectors out on these construction sites making sure that the contractor is doing what we've asked them to do. So not all of these change orders are coming forward from the contractor. Some of them are coming forward from the engineer saying, hey, we've got a very shallow pipe, we had to replace it. You know, and that comes at an additional cost, obviously. If we're asking the contractor to do more work, he's entitled to more compensation for it. I hope this helps answer some of these questions.
Any other questions for tonight?
Why do we have to approve any change orders then if they can do it through the manager's office?
Big ones.
Is there some statute that requires us to do change orders, or is there not? Because when I saw that, I thought, well, that way I wouldn't have to lose any sleep over it. But yet, is it the way it came in, kind of where most people wouldn't have caught it. And so, I don't know.
Your Honor, I can answer that question because that contract allowed the city manager to approve change orders up to $20,000. The change order on the agenda tonight is for $22,000, I think. So it was above the city manager's authority to approve that change order, which is why you see it on the agenda.
My question, though, is where does this authority come from?
When you awarded the contract for 15th and Elm, that resolution had very similar language to what you're asking about for the YMCA contract, authorizing the city manager to approve change orders up to $20,000 and time extensions up to 30 days.
So we give him the authorization.
You gave him that authorization when you awarded that contract.
That's all I wanted to know. I didn't know whether it was a statute or
it was part of our resolution.
Okay, thank you very much, Andrew. Appreciate it.
So if you want to give him more authority and a higher amount,
that's council question.
Jesse, go ahead.
Thank you. I was just going to talk about the one that you pulled from
the agenda tonight, or the consent agenda, was the one that I spoke about in August, just regarding 15th, and somebody that raised the concern about the way that was being constructed. They had their hesitation on, I guess, the grade and the slope of that.
I saw that
street.
But I didn't understand. It sounded very minuscule to me. And so I didn't understand.
Okay.
It sounded like we're moving a hairpin around, and I wasn't sure. I didn't get a hold of Andrew Beamer to explain it to me.
I didn't get any of this. I went down there and talked to the guy.
I saw it, and it was almost noon, and so I pulled it off and figured Mr. Beamer would straighten me out.
Sweet. The biggest concern, though, is that the engineer did bring it up prior to all of that happening.
Oh, before this?
Right.
So was it before the
even another contractor talked to that construction company and raised their concern about the way it was engineered. But I brought that up too.
Are you happy with it now?
Yeah, it's a good finished product, and it shouldn't be any concern of just somebody trying to drive from their driveway to the street without scraping the underside of their car or their bumper or muffler or whatever. So I'm happy with it. Yeah.
Are you happy with it?
I'm not happy that we have a change order come to council, but I'm happy with the finished product, yes.
Thank you.
Anything else on the agenda? Okay. You guys have anything else for us that we need to know? No? We're good? Okay. You can have a whole 9 minutes to kill.
Anybody going to the chamber State of the Community address? When is that? We come tomorrow at the Parkway.
So, on the 11th.
On the 11th.
Carter's the speaker.
So, discussion of all the things that this community group, the DDA, KDED, the commissioners, the airport, the CVCBA, they have a combined group that's working on basically addressing the economic challenges of the community.
I wasn't planning on it, Charlie. I wasn't planning.
Didn't we have a table last time?
Yeah, I thought we had a table last time.
So we all sat at
Do we have one? I'll be there.
I mean, it seems like the council ought to have some presence in something like this.
Right.
What day was our survey?
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, I think of it.
Do we sit somewhere together? Or
Yeah.
I'll try and make it. Or I'll be out of town. Are you going to be there?
Chamber.
Yep. It's Wednesday.
What meter address?
You guys already registered? Yep.
I have not.
I haven't either. So. Do we have to go on their website to do that?
I think so. Are we a member of the chamber? Do we pay member price or not member price?
No, we're members.
Okay.
Renee could do it for you.
Four of us want to go.
Another person.
Our red case.
We could go to the lovely city of Rock Springs and teach dementia and meet with whatever guy that.
So you stay at the Best West, get a motel that's on the north side, and there's a really cool stray cat that'll hang out with you.
That cat would end up home with me, you realize that's right.
Yeah, but he's just fond of it. I hung out with him all summer.
The cat?
Did you feed him?
Oh, yeah, I fed him. He didn't even come into my room, hang out, watch TV for a while, and then, right.
Really?
Is that a nice hotel, though?
It's fine.
For Rock Springs.
It's Rock Springs.
A restaurant, a bar. It's just kind of old, but it's not like more.
You guys think, since we're not going to parcel out the Plains area, do you think we should allow parking there? Since it's better. So put up those big concrete barriers all around the property where everybody's been parking for like the last couple of years.
In the existing parking lot?
Yeah, so it's not really a parking lot. It's just right on that corner.
Which corner are you talking about?
It is Ash and Midwest. right across from the gas line.
So, Vice, I hope your deal with
correct. They said there's tire damage or there's the possibility of it happening. So since we are parceling it out, I call it by the red spray paint or yellow spray paint, marking the little area that's raised up. Probably somebody should have retired. And then maybe take down that fence just to allow more parking. We're not going to do anything with that whole area for quite some time. I think parking should be allowed.
That makes sense to me.
So you own property, why not?
I want to join you for this part.
Just need direction for it. My members.
Well, I have a parking lot.
Consider for me, the bad thing is we missed it for the whole Dylan Scott thing. This week is rock the block. So it would be nice to kind of use it up while there's still events going downtown.
Unless there's a good reason why
it's blocked off. What's the issue? There's concrete wall there?
It looks like maybe there's a light post there at one point. So there's a raised concrete in the middle right there. That's the only portion of it. And then they did close it off. After some big event, because they said there's just issues trying to get out of there. There's issues trying to get out of anywhere in downtown. There's no question that I heard.
Jesse? I went down for this deal Saturday night. I don't think they should have blocked off David Street. That's 60 parking places.
Yeah.
I don't know who decides to block that off.
I'm surprised that was blocked off, too.
It might be the vendors that are requesting the street permit.
And I guess they could do it. They could walk around with their drink. They could have drinks out again.
That's one option. I mean, it's a possibility.
He had seven officers down there and six or seven.
That's what it was then.
Six or seven people that are his bouncers.
Yeah, so it would
it almost seem like an overabundance.
To get a street permit and open container permit after dark is two officers per block place. That sounds right.
Yeah.
They look dead. I don't see if there's anybody else besides Metro out there.
Yeah, that whole street was just had a police car parked on it. Some people down there, and there were no people on that street. You'd think they would have reopened back up.
Well, I bet it was a street permit then by the people putting it on. And
was Wilson.
You know, that deal cost $10,000.
Huh?
He could be an
accessory.
Well, after whatever this event is,
is that a real
legal
on the spot.
I'm sure you like the person.
We have a thing going.
It's not exactly.
Don't be hype on me. It's Pete.
I've never had to put you on the spot.
Pete, you
like
to put Pete on the spot?
Well, no. You're just like.
Well, now that I know that he used to be Harry Limebach's son, I'm probably going to.
This is
Casper's
thing.
Practically cousin.
I'm not his son.
So you're doing the audit?
I can.
Are you in on the audit?
Just so the tail end.
And this real Carter Center sounds like there's a few little
sparklers. This will be a little pickier this year than they have.
That's good. I like that idea. I want to get to the root of all evil.
We'll get there.
Get this thing budgeted. I'm going to get the budget balanced.
We're working on it.
I'm putting on it. Way out. Get everybody going.
I feel itchy.
I lock up the door.
What's happening, big guy?
Sort of, you know,
exactly what he says.
Seriously.